On February 2, 2010, Providence resident Judith Riley was distributing flyers critical of then-Mayor David Cicilline at an event Cicilline was attending. Providence police moved her across the street, citing the need to keep sidewalks clear in the event of an emergency. Riley went to the American Civil Liberties Union for help, and she won her lawsuit. U.S. District Judge William Smith ruled that police violated her free speech rights when they prevented her from reaching her intended targets. Attorney Richard Sinoppi represented Riley.
The message to the city was what we've been asking them from the very beginning, is that you need to train your police officers so they understand that the right to engage in expressive activity on public sidewalks, streets, and parks in the city is of paramount importance and significance.
The court left for further proceedings the question of whether three named police officers and former Providence Police Chief Dean Esserman should be held individually liable for violating Riley's First Amendment rights. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.